It's fall, perhaps not the season most associated with ice cream, but when it comes to ice cream, is there really a bad season? Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda this morning brings us a story about some locally made ice cream.
When talking to local entrepreneurs, it's not unusual for them to credit family or friends for encouraging them to make the leap into the business world on their own. This is the story from Matt Feierabend, creator of Pure Joy Ice Cream, which is based in Siloam Springs. His story begins a few years ago when he and his wife, Megan, were looking for a way to help their friends, the Tugwells, who were adopting a little girl from China. Matt says his friends were about 2 months away from finishing the adoption, but they still had a substantial amount of money they needed to raise. Matt had been making ice cream at home for fun and decided he would put his hobby to good use.
And so we said, we could do our ice cream. Everybody keeps telling us they would buy our ice cream. And so I said, you know, I'm going to make everybody put their money where their mouth is. I'm going to sell the ice cream and see if they actually really like it that much. So we did. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks. We just said, okay, we're going to do it on this Saturday and we're going to sell it all day. We're going to do samples and we pre-sold them. So we pre-sold them at $15 a pint. And we sold 200 pints of ice cream. And we got several additional donations on top of that and raised $5,000 in one day.
Matt says he grew up with a fondness for ice cream. His mom loved Baskin-Robbins, and Matt says he always wanted to try their craziest flavors. A few years ago, he decided to try making his own ice cream at home, and he requested an ice cream maker for Christmas.
At first, my ice creams were terrible. They were absolutely awful. And so I actually put the ice cream maker away for about 6 months. Didn't make a single batch. I had like 3 bad flavors, and I said, you know, maybe I'm no good at this. Maybe that was a bad idea. And so I put it away. I made the vanilla that my mom, her recipe, which is fantastic. And so I made that a couple times, but I didn't really do much. And we went on a trip and had some artisan ice cream at a place in Kansas City. And we had a goat cheese ice cream and a fresh mint ice cream made with mint leaves. And so those two flavors were like my first experience of artisan, you know, locally crafted style ice cream. And I was like, man, this is really good. I'm going to go home and figure this out.
Matt went home and looked up recipes online for guidance. Fast forward to the summer of 2011, and he used his newfound skills in the kitchen to help his friends raise money for their child's adoption. Following the successful fundraiser, his friends encouraged him to sell his ice cream more frequently. Matt was hesitant because of how much prep work it required, but said he would consider it if they could find a commercial ice cream machine that would freeze 2 to 3 gallons every 15 minutes. Matt says he was also resistant because he and his wife already had a photography and framing business. The food industry is not an easy one to be in, and it just wasn't something he was really interested in. Despite his doubts, his friends kept prodding and encouraging him to turn his hobby into a business. So Matt kept looking for machines and eventually found an affordable one in Fayetteville. The next hurdle was finding a commercial kitchen where they could produce the ice cream.
I don't know where we're going to put this thing. It needs 3-phase electric. It needs water hookups. It needs everything that you're not going to find in just any old building. And turns out there was a revitalization going on in Siloam Springs downtown, and they were remodeling a restaurant down there. And went to the owners, and I said, hey, what are the chances you'd let us put the ice cream in there? Expecting them to totally say, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to think about it. We'll have to talk about it. And they immediately just said yes. They immediately just said, yep, let's do it. And I actually had to be like, can we talk about the details? I think this is more than just a yes. And so they said, whatever you need, we'll make it happen. So we came up with a great agreement with them where they let us use the kitchen and they get to use our machine. And so yeah, it's a really cool situation where we've everything just kind of fell in place. And I was standing there then going, I have an ice cream business. I never tried to. I never went out wanting to be in the food business or ice cream business, and now here I am.
28 Springs shares its kitchen with Matt, who only allows himself to spend one day each week on Pure Joy business. Another thing that carried over from the fundraiser into his new ice cream business was the name Pure Joy. Matt's wife came up with the name to honor the little girl their friends were adopting, Esther Joy, and the fact that they use pure ingredients. Another aspect of the business is 100% of profits go to orphan care. Specifically, the money is given to the Titus Task. The organization was created by Matt's friends in memory of a young boy they were trying to adopt from Haiti who died.
And unfortunately, the orphanage that they were, or that he was living in, was not feeding him. And so they were pocketing the money that they were getting and not feeding the kids. And so he passed away unnecessarily. There was no reason, no need. So they became really passionate about helping not only care for orphans, but also helping families who are trying to adopt, raise funds, just navigate the whole adoption process. And so they've just been a huge support through their organization, the Titus Task. They support families through grants, and they also support an orphanage in Haiti that does good, that actually takes care of the kids and does a lot of good stuff. So they moved down there just 2 or 3 months ago to be down there full time.
Pure Joy ice cream owner Matt Feierabend says he questioned if they could give 100% of their profits away and grow to be a sustainable business. He did some research and found that Newman's Own does it, so Matt decided to give it a try. During the year and a half the business has been open, Matt has never taken pay, and everything above operating costs is given to orphan care. While the profits may go to help orphans in other countries, Pure Joy's products are locally sourced, which helps farmers in the region.
Things like vanilla beans and coffee beans don't come from local sources. We can't grow them in Arkansas. But everything that we can get local, we get local. And those things that we do get from foreign producers, like coffee beans and vanilla beans, we work with companies that are trying to get them direct trade, fair trade, organically, things like that. So all of our coffee currently comes from Onyx Coffee Roasters in, they're in Northwest Arkansas. I was going to say in Springdale, they've got that location there. And we try to work with them to use their direct trade beans as much as possible. I have some ice cream that I brought. Actually, I have a new bean that they have that they did a direct trade where they bought the whole farm. Yeah, they bought the entire farm, and so it's the only place you can get it in the world. This exact bean is from Onyx Coffee Roasters in Northwest Arkansas.
That farm is located in Brazil, and you're likely to taste it when sampling Pure Joy's Cup of Joe. Some of the company's other flavors include Redhead Sorbet, Garden Mint Chip, Sweet Brown Vanilla, Rosemary and Peach, Midnight Mocha, and Happy Goat. This flagship flavor uses goat cheese from White River Creamery in Elkins and Canyon Ridge Farms near Tahlequah, while the honey comes from a farm in Lincoln. Using two sources of goat cheese is an example of how Matt is working to make the flavors less seasonal. He explains goat cheese is only available when the animals are breeding, so by dealing with farms that may breed at different times of the year, Pure Joy Ice Cream has the ability to produce its happy goat flavor for a longer period of time. Owner Matt Feierabend says one of the ways his ice cream gets its unique flavor is from preparing small batches of ice cream that are slow turned. The result is a thicker, heavier, creamier ice cream that people may not be accustomed to. Currently, Pure Joy ice cream is available at special events and by the scoop at Poor John's, a coffee shop in Siloam Springs. Matt is working with other coffee shops and restaurants in the area to stock his ice cream. His plan is to give them a limited supply and then send out a message via social media to inform the public of where they can find Pure Joy ice cream.
And hopefully people will race to the coffee shop safely and at proper speeds on the road. And the ice cream will sell out really quickly. Because our goal is not to have a lot of waste, especially since we do 100% of our profits. We don't want to have, you know, half of the pints that we deliver end up getting thrown away. So we want to keep it manageable. We want to keep it small and sell as much of it as possible and not have any waste.
Owner Matt Feierabend is working on raising money for a food truck, which he says would make it easier for his business to be more mobile. For more information on where else you can find his ice cream, you can visit facebook.com/purejoyicecream.